All right, welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. You know, we recently explored the world of identity verification, right?
Right.
Well, today we're going to zoom in on a really specific solution, and that is FinAppy's Giro Ident Basis.
Okay.
So it's basically a super efficient and cost-effective way for businesses to identify and confirm their account holders. And we're going to, you know, really unpack how it works and why it's such a game changer. And also, I think, really interesting what it could mean for businesses, you know, like yours out there listening.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah, so let's jump right in. You know, one of the things that stood out to me in the research was the use of SCUEFA.
Oh, yeah.
Most people listening in Germany are probably pretty familiar with SCUEFA, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, like you said, it's the leading credit bureau in Germany. So most people have probably interacted with them at some point.
Yeah, for sure. So how does Giro Ident Basis actually use SCUEFA then?
Well, it really leverages SKIA to make this process super smooth. So basically, a user starts by registering through something called SCHUFA Identitätscheck.
Okay.
And during that process, they also enter their IBAN, you know, their international bank account number.
Got it. So they're kind of linking their identity to their specific bank account, right?
Exactly, yeah. And then here's where it gets really interesting. They're redirected to their online banking portal, like the one they use every day.
Oh, okay.
They log in just like normal, and then using their bank's TAN, you know, the transaction authentication number, which could be an SMS code or something from their banking app.
Right, right.
They confirm their identity.
So it's really using existing, like, behaviors that people are already comfortable with.
Exactly, yeah. It's really seamless. And I know it's not like uploading documents or waiting for those micro deposits to clear. It's stuff they already do all the time.
That's super smart. So at this point, what's happening, like, behind the scenes, you know, between FinAppy and the bank?
Well, they're talking to each other, basically. You know, FinAppy is communicating with the bank to cross-reference everything, making sure it all lines up.
Okay.
And then, boom, the user's identity is confirmed. And one of the coolest things is that it happens in real time.
Wow. Okay.
Like, instantly in most cases. And get this, over 95% of users are confirmed right away. So that's a huge, huge efficiency gain.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I think this is a good point to maybe touch on how this is different from other methods, because our sources did mention this, you know, kind of older system, the 1 cent transfer with PIN method.
Oh, yeah.
What was that all about? And how does Giro Ident Basis, you know, improve on that?
Yeah, well, remember those days you had to wait for this tiny little deposit to show up in your bank account. Then you had to enter a specific PIN to verify you were the account holder.
Right, right. I vaguely remember that, yeah.
Giro Ident Basis completely bypasses all of that. It's built upon this existing thing called SCHUFA Identitätscheck Premium, but it takes it to a whole other level.
It's kind of like the digital equivalent of, like, sending a carrier pigeon versus sending an email.
Exactly. And speaking of digital, you know, we have to talk about the tech that makes all of this possible, and that is open banking.
Yeah, that was a big theme in the research. So maybe for listeners who aren't as familiar, could you just give us a quick rundown of what open banking is and how it plays into this?
Sure. So open banking basically allows consumers and businesses to securely share their financial data with third-party applications. But, you know, the key word there is securely.
Right, because I think whenever people hear, like, sharing financial data, there's always a bit of, like, hesitation.
Absolutely, yeah, you got to be careful.
So how does open banking ensure that everything is, you know, safe and above board?
Well, for starters, the whole process has been, you know, thoroughly vetted and approved by regulatory authorities.
Okay.
And in practice, it's proven to be incredibly reliable. Plus, you know, you're seeing more and more people embracing open banking, just becoming more comfortable with it.
Yeah, it's all about trust and transparency, right?
Exactly. And when done right, open banking has the potential to, you know, really streamline all sorts of things.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you know, one of the claims in the source material is that Giro Ident Basis is a conversion powerhouse.
Yes.
Can you explain what that means? Like, what are the practical implications of that?
Well, in simple terms, it means businesses are seeing a big jump in the number of successful customer interactions.
Okay.
Think of it this way. Someone starts an application process. Let's say they're signing up for a new service. They get verified in just minutes using Giro Ident Basis, and bam, they become a customer.
Right.
And there are a few reasons why this is happening. One is that super fast verification we talked about. Second, the process is really scalable, so it works even for businesses that have a ton of users. And third, it's incredibly easy to integrate. You know, they offer web services and widgets, so it's not this big technical hurdle.
That makes sense. And one final piece, which I thought was really impressive, is that FinAppy supports pretty much every German bank out there.
Yeah, almost all of them. So it's really got that broad reach.
Yeah, that's huge. So this begs the question, right? Is this just a cool solution for financial stuff? Or could we see this kind of approach being used in other industries? Like, could open banking become the gold standard for verifying identities on all sorts of platforms, you know, not just financial ones.
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And honestly, as technology keeps evolving, it's not hard to imagine that happening. The potential for secure, efficient, and user-friendly identity verification, I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, definitely something to watch. So thank you, everyone, so much for joining us for this deep dive into Giro Iden Basis. We really went from the what to the why. You always touched on the what if.
That's what we do here.
That's right. And until next time, keep exploring, folks. JC2.